This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 20210115.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances, life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea, my intent with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis, so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you get ahead in life. It's a very, not sunny, but somewhat cloudy Friday morning here in California as I'm recording this early morning. And as I'm pressing the record button on my $1 million recording console, which is, by the way, my iPhone, I'm making a commitment to myself that I'm not going to re-record this episode. I'm not going to have multiple takes on this episode. Will I edit this episode? Of course, I'm going to put an intro and an outro, some music and all that. And if there is some sound, some background noise, some cars going by and things like that, I'll edit that out. But then, my commitment to myself is, I'm not going to do multiple takes on this podcast episode. And let's see how well I do. Now, who is watching me? Oh, God is watching me. That's it. Right? Somebody above is watching me. You can't watch me on this. I have to be honest to myself. Okay, so I'm my coach as I'm doing this. I also made one more commitment. I said I'm not going to make this podcast heavy because this is a Friday. But then maybe this is going to become heavy or heavier. Let's see. I'll try to keep it simple. The reason why I decided to just get this done with one take is because when I started this podcast, it took me 20 takes. That was hardly 15 days ago. So 20 takes to record the podcast episode, and today I'm attempting to just get it done with one take, and I want to measure if I have grown. There are more downloads, there are more reviews and all that, though that's not growth for me. For me, this is growth, that I'm spending less and less time. I'm able to get my ideas, my thoughts together. I'm able to present them in a constructive way so that it delivers value to the listener. That is growth for me. So, let me break this into pieces and explain how and what is going on here. For me to produce this podcast episode, I need three things. I need a language to communicate in, which is English. And I think I know English, at least for the last 25 years I have been in America. So, I speak in English. I know this language to some level, not at the greatest level. I wish I had more vocabulary and all that, but it's okay. It's okay. So, I'm good there. The second thing I need is I need to understand how to operate my $1 million studio, which is my iPhone. And the truth of the matter is I started in the recording studios when I was 10 years old. And I had been in the recording studios in some capacity or other all these years. So I know how recording works. And the third thing I need is enough experiences, enough observations, enough opinions, and enough ideas and thoughts to represent something of value to the listeners. And for that, I have been on this earth for a very long amount of time. So, I have all the three ingredients that are needed to produce this podcast episode, for which I shouldn't be doing multiple takes. Okay. I think we are done with the podcast. That was the point. No, not really. Why is it that people don't understand growth? Why is that people don't measure? It took me this much amount of time when I started. It took this much amount of struggle when I started. It took me this much amount of effort when I started. And how come? And today it takes half of the time and half of that energy and half of the money. I have grown, I've succeeded, or I've come a long way. People don't measure it that way. You see, the problem with us humans is we wake up every day with a key question in our minds. One key question. And oftentimes this key question is negative. And we spend the rest of the day answering that negative question. Every action, every interaction, every activity is all about answering that negative question. And the day ends, we restart. Is it possible by shifting that question in itself will change our life? By shifting the question, we become happier. By shifting the question, we become more fulfilled. Is it possible? The answer is yes. So, what is this question we need to ask? Well, the question to ask is this. When I started, whatever I started, or whatever I'm doing today, when did I start that? And when I started, what was the initial point of value? And today, now that I have done this for years or decades, what is my current point of value? If the current point of value is higher than the initial point of value, I have grown. If my current point of value is lesser or negative than the initial point of value, then I have not grown. In fact, I have gone negative. How do we do this? A question I get all the time in my seminars and workshops. How do I do this? I understand, Srini, what you're saying, but how do I do this? It's very simple. Very simple. You got to build an incredible appetite for ideas, thoughts, information, activities, suggestions, and insights that are not there in you at this point. I have a few in me, but I'm always looking for these that I know are there in other people. That is why I reach out to mentors and coaches and books and seminars and workshops and new learnings, all that. Wherever there is a possibility that I can pick an idea, a thought, and some information, some insight, I make myself available. When I do that, there are multiple things that come out of it. Obviously, I'm expanding my world as I'm doing that. That means I'm increasing my ability to think, ability to act, ability to learn, and in the process, I'm advancing. It does great things to my emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual self. But then something amazing it does. My days don't become repetitive anymore. My days don't become repetitive anymore. You see, life is daily. Most people complain life is boring because the same thing every day. But when you are in pursuit of something higher, then your days are not boring anymore. So you have to become a person in process. Not the best recording studio, not the best language, not the best editing skills, not the best story, or not the best idea or experience today on this podcast, but yet it's a pursuit. Sorry for making today's episode heavier. I hope you liked it. I promise you this was a one take recording. That's for sure. I was watching myself. I did do well. I scored on it. If you like this podcast episode, please do me a favor. Just share it with your friends and family. Rate it. And if you have a question for me, let me know. Call my show line, which is 888-818-0404. And leave me a message or text me on the same number. And when you leave me a message with a question, then I will use your message as a voice drop on this podcast and will answer your question in an upcoming episode. Thank you for listening in, and my request to you, tomorrow morning when you wake up with a positive question. And the positive question is, what is my initial point of value? What is my current point of value? Did I come far? Is it positive or is it negative? If it's negative, find out what can you do to turn it into a positive. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.